Welcome to the NBA Panel with your host, John Witherspoon. The NBA Panel covers the league to keep you up to date with NBA news, movements, and stats. Join us as we discuss the sport that we love, the NBA. And now, here's your host, John Witherspoon.
Yes, welcome to episode 115 of the NBA Panel. I'm your host, John Witherspoon. With the panel members, we'll keep updated with all things NBA. This is the last episode of 2018 of the NBA Panel. I want to first of all thank all the listeners, new listeners, listeners from the very beginning, as the NBA Panel has transitioned, has grown, to bring you the best quality entertainment. The biggest headlines of 2018 of the NBA season, I picked out three random headlines because there were so many, but the biggest ones to me were the Warriors repeated due to Kevin Durant. We all know we hit that clutch shot over J.R. Smith this time, not LeBron James like last year. I mean, this was expected, but they're just a juggernaut. Now they've added DeMarcus Cousins, and they're going for that three-peat. My second headline, I picked LeBron. He went to Cleveland. He left Cleveland, went to the Lakers. It opened the door for the rest of the East, especially the Raptors. They had a mental block when he saw LeBron. It was like deer in headlights. So, but now, they have Kawhi, but they still got to come out of the East. They have other teams over there. You have the Celtics, Kyrie Irving. Gordon Hayward just came back. So we'll see how that shapes out. Third headline I picked out was, I just talked about it, Kawhi. The Kawhi saga finally played out. He left the Spurs, went to the Raptors for DeMar DeRozan. That was a big mess in over there in Houston, in Texas, And that's just not the Spurs team that we're used to seeing or having them in the headlines like that. Today, I'm anxious for this interview. This interview is like long overdue. I'm joined by the founder of Girl Talk Sports TV, Christina Williams. What's going on, Christina?
Hey, what's up, John? Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be on your show today.
Thank you. So what's going on? What's going on with Girls Talk Sports TV?
So we're just wrapping up 5 months since we started. And it's been such an amazing past 5 months. We established in July 2018. We've covered WNBA, NBA, NFL. So it's been a very exciting year, and we're gearing up for 2019.
Yes, I have to speak on your growth. Your movement just stepped onto the scene and just took off. Like, I noticed every time I'm on social media, you have a contributor from another state, your movement is so big. I had to congratulate you and tell you I'm impressed.
Thank you.
I'm impressed by what you're doing. You're very motivated, I can tell.
I am. And speaking on having contributors from various states, one of my missions for Girls Talk Sports TV is to break the barriers and to be inclusive to all women who want to cover sports and be taken seriously. That's one of the initiatives that I started when I created this brand, because there are so many stigmas and stereotypes about women playing sports, talking about it. Many people believe that we shouldn't be a part of the conversation or have a seat at the table. And so, obviously, there are women in sports who are breaking barriers, like Carrie Champion, Jemele Hill, Latina Robinson. I can go on and on. Taylor Rook.
Right.
But with Girls Talk Sports TV, what makes us different is we are more of a united front. We are a diverse group of women, some of which have played sports at a competitive and high level. Some girls who are sports enthusiasts. And then it goes all the way down to young girls who look up to us. We have had younger girls take over our Instagram pages and cover sports. So introducing young female athletes to broadcasting and show them a different side of the sports industry.
So you would say those were the greatest influences for you to create Girls Talk TV, Girls Sports Talk TV?
So the idea to create Girls Talk Sports TV, so what had happened was earlier in the summer, I was working on launching, helped to launch a women's sports league here in New York City where I live. And basically that opportunity fell short. And within a week of me, the door closing on that opportunity, I decided to create Girls Talk Sports TV. It was kind of like one of those aha moments.
Yeah.
I am a former basketball athlete, so, you know, I played sports, and I have a history of media and journalism background as a TV host. I used to cover fashion and entertainment for a network called Fashion One Television. I've been on MTV. So I just wanted to marry my two passions, sports and media. And literally, like, I have three of my closest friends, Dally, Hannah, and DJ, and two of which live in Los Angeles. So I woke up at 6 a.m. one day, and I texted them, and I was like, oh, my God, what do you guys think about this sports blog that I want to do? And funny story, I was going to call it Girls Talk Sports, too, and they were like, no, that is, like, not going to work. It was, like, 3 a.m. L.A. time, and, like, they woke up to hear my crazy idea, and
right.
It came from these Girls Talk Sports TV, and it kind of stuck, and I kind of made the Instagram, and I didn't really think people would take it seriously or anyone would care. It was just something that I wanted to check off my list of goals of things that I wanted to do.
Right.
Because I had been talking about starting a sports platform for a while, and shout out to the creators at Ball God and Purse Sources, who, you know, I've been following their blogs for a long time, and we talked through GM, and I would tell them, like, I really want to do what you guys are doing. And they would just be like, just do it. And I'm like, oh, but, like, my schedule is this and that. And so I started Girls Talk Sports TV, and it kind of took off. And, I just never thought that it would be this big.
Yeah, it's getting bigger every day. I mean, I have a good eye for things, and this is a movement I see that's really gaining traction, and it's only going to get bigger. I mean, I could see you guys going international. I can see it, like, it's happening. I can see it. I can definitely see it.
The sky's the limit.
Absolutely. It's speaking of your. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Speaking of your contributors, I had the pleasure of interviewing one of your contributors, Ari Chambers, on here a few shows ago. I had to make sure I got her name right, because I messed it up a couple of times. He was on here the first time. So let's make sure it's Ari.
Shout out to you, Ari.
Ari, yes.
Shout out to Ari.
Yes.
We love Ari. Ari contributes. She's very passionate about the WNBA and women's basketball.
Is.
And it's like her life mission to raise awareness for women's basketball. And I actually met Ari through a friend of mine, Danny, who runs a local women's basketball organization called Lady Ballers
right.
in the city. So part of Girls Talk Sports TV is, yes, we do cover pro sports. We also cover things at the local level. And it's really a part of my mission to highlight local sports athletes. Max Pierce, who's
right.
now on the Harlem Globetrotters, played for SUNY Purchase. Jamani Swanson, another basketball influencer who's also with the Harlem Globetrotters. So I met Ari through Danny from Lady Ballers. It's a nonprofit organization for women who are at different skill levels of basketball, and I do their workouts once a month. And so Danny, I told her my idea about Girls Talk Sports TV, and she was like, you have to meet Ari. Like, you have to meet her. So me and Ari met up at a Whole Foods one day. We had dinner or lunch or something at Whole Foods, and we shared our experiences in sport. Ari, she didn't play, like, a physical sport, but she did do cheerleading, which is also considered a sport.
Right.
She is an amazing basketball analyst, and, you know,
yes,
we
is.
Share common ground or our passion about sports, and I'm so happy to have her a part of my team.
Yeah, that was a great interview the NBA panel had with Ari. Definitely got to get her back on as soon as possible also.
For sure.
Definitely.
But we also do have other amazing women that's a part of this. We have Kelly Loftus, who played at Old Dominion, who is an amazing part of the team. We have Ashley Washburn out of San Diego. Shout out to you, Ashley. She helps us with the NFL. We have Yodit Wolby Gabriel, who's also a mentee of Kari Champion and the Brown Girls Dream Mentorship Program. So all the girls that we have a part of this team are really, really solid and really passionate about sports. And, people take us serious. And I'm so happy to have this platform to not only give other women an opportunity, but to change that stigma. around women in sports.
Yeah, your team is very solidified. Very, very, very. You have a lot of good people working with you and partnering up with you. I have a question. When you network, how do you sort out, like, who's really serious, like, who you can depend on, and also people who just want to be, like, a hanger-on? Understand what I mean? Because some people just want to be on your movement because they see you moving but haven't done anything themselves. So how do you go about sorting out who? Because that's a big thing with networking. I've learned that early. Like, you can't just let anyone, like, anyone join what you're building if they're not going to put in their side of the work. So how do you go about sorting that out?
So when I first started Girls Talk Sports TV, I was really in the process of just anybody wants to help, I need your help, come help me. And in the last 5 months, I really weeded out those who I felt like didn't take it serious or, you know, just was around, like you said, just because they see the movement growing. And I really, really have a strong foundation around me of people who are helping me behind the scenes.
Right.
So my assistant, Samantha Lawson, shout out to you, Sam Law. She has this amazing, this is a plug for her, Young Hip Professionals. She is my assistant and she helps me weed out. So as far as networking, I really just so I'm from New York and, you know, I played basketball. So I really know a lot of people, a lot of girls who already play sports that I trust and I know who are passionate about broadcast media. I have a lot of girls who email me, hit me up on Instagram, DMs, and I appreciate that they love what I'm doing and they want to be a part of it. But as far as networking, I really go off of vibes, work ethic, and really in this industry, it's all about your reputation.
Right.
Industry is very small, you know what I mean? So, you know. That goes a long way as well. And surprisingly, it has worked out for me for the past 5 months for the success of Girls Talk Sports TV.
Yeah, because networking is very important to the success of when you're trying to build a brand. It's very important. So you played high school basketball. You played basketball in high school. What position did you play?
I played small forward and shooting guard from time to time.
And you still get to practice in with the Boom Girls. Did I say it right? I'm sorry.
Can you say that again?
I said you still get in practice with the some of the charity work you be doing?
Yes, I still practice. I don't play basketball anymore. But after I finished high school, I remember my senior year of high school, I actually got injured, so I didn't play my senior year of high school. But when I went to college, my passion for the game changed. So instead of playing, what I actually did was I coached all 4 years of college, a local youth girls basketball team here in New York City in the Village, the Malakoff Girls Basketball League. It's like really a developmental league for young girls and a mentorship program. So I focused my efforts on giving back to the younger generation of girls. And while I coached there, my team finished number one every single year, and we won 3 out of 4 championships, which was pretty awesome. And I built lifelong bonds with those young girls. And one of my girls that I actually coached, she got a scholarship to play, not basketball, it was either basketball or volleyball, but she chose volleyball. So she has a D1 scholarship playing volleyball now. One of my other girls is playing in Israel. So it's just amazing, like, how much this game can impact people, you know? So I'm passionate about basketball and any platform that I can use to impact the future generation and show them how much this game can mean to you and can change your life, I'm here for it.
Definitely. So what are your thoughts on being the founder and CEO of your own brand?
Oh, it's a lot of work.
I agree.
You know? It would be a walk in the park of like, okay, you know, I think I'm a good leader, you know, and all of my areas of my life, I'm usually like a really good leader.
Right.
But it's a lot of work. Like, you need a solid team around you. First and foremost, you can't do it alone. Like, you need to have a solid team around you. It's all about that support. But I actually like being the CEO of my own brand. It makes me feel like I'm doing my part, and I'm fulfilling a purpose in my life, and also using my gifts of media, of you know, I went to high school, LaGuardia High School here in New York City,
right.
And I studied visual arts. So putting all of the elements, my passion for sports and everything, putting all of my gifts into one and, like, putting it out there and making a positive impact as a CEO, that's all I want to do. So I love being the CEO of my own brand. I have ownership of something.
Right.
And it's very important, especially as a Black woman here in the United States of America, just to own and build your own legacy. I think that's the most important.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you said about having a strong team around you. That's one thing I'm starting to do now, open up more to allow more people in. Because when I started, I was just like focused on it's just me doing this. Like you're doing everything. Like, just it's a lot of work. It's definitely a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. I find myself doing multiple different things in order to succeed.
Right.
The thing about being, like, you know, in a parallel with playing sports and being a CEO, you have to be a team player. So sometimes you may have to edit a video. You may have to get in there and do some reporting yourself. You know, you just never know. So,
right.
Like, all of the experiences that I've had up until this point has prepared me to lead this brand and to bring it out to the forefront the best way that I know how. So this journey has been a long one. It's been rough, but, you know, the path to success is never straight. So I love everything about it.
You have done a lot of interviews. Every time I look up on social media and see one of your posts, you're interviewing someone else. Do you have a favorite interview that stuck out so far? Out of all the interviews you've done?
So, favorite interview. We have done a lot of interviews. My favorite interview is not basketball related. Sorry.
Okay. No, that's cool.
It's a basketball podcast.
That's okay. That's okay.
My favorite interview had to be Latondra Jones. She is the first female to sign to Floyd Mayweather's Mayweather Promotions boxing company. And, you know, in that interview, she spoke about what it meant to be a female in a male-dominated industry. She spoke about being undefeated and spoke about female boxing in general. And then she also gave some great, great advice to young girls who are athletes and who want to pursue a career in professional sports. And, yeah, that was my most favorite interview. She talked about breaking barriers.
Right.
Creating new opportunities for women, removing the stereotypes about women and providing access and equality for women. And so that was one of my most favorite interviews because it kind of aligns with what Girls Talk Sports TV is about. And my second most favorite moment, I know you only asked for one.
That's cool.
Shout out to Andre Drummond from the Detroit Pistons because, honestly, he kind of, like, helped expand our brand without even knowing that he did that. So Girls Talk Sports TV kind of went viral back in October.
Right.
The Sixers and Detroit Pistons were playing, and Joel Embiid and Dre was going back and forth during the game.
Yeah, I remember
Andre
that.
Getting ejected from the game.
Right.
Joel Embiid was trash talking him, whatever. The Pistons won that game. And basically, they were going back and forth, and, you know, we're a sports media company, so I posted, you know, Joel Embiid trash-talking Andre,
right.
Just whatever was happening. And I guess while Andre was in the locker room, he ended up commenting on our page about Joel Embiid and calling him fat, out of shape, and then all of the sports media publications picked that up from our page, and it kind of boosted us and gave us a little bit of credibility. We do have, like, professional athletes who have interacted with our page, Colin Kaepernick, Nate, Dwayne Wade, Kyrie Irving. We have, Natasha Cloud, just professional athletes from all different sports who follow us or interact with our page on a daily. So, you know, that moment, I didn't even know our page went viral. It was just like my phone kept pinging off and I'm like, what is going on? Like, it just didn't make any sense. And I go on my page, and we're starting to get all these followers. And then, like, I Google Girls Talk Sports TV, and I see all these different articles and features and NBC
right.
Sports, Yahoo, Sports Illustrated. And I was like, oh, okay, this is what it feels like to go viral. And I'm not going to lie, like, it's been a rough 5 months. Sometimes I felt like giving up and, like, not doing it, but then I realized that what I'm creating is bigger than myself. And so that moment was kind of like an aha moment, like, no, you have to keep going.
Yes.
So shout out to Andre.
Yes, yes. Doing this, you're going to have moments where you'll think about like not going further. But like you said, it's worth it. It's
sure.
It's a bigger picture. I think.
For sure.
I think. Go ahead.
No. I said for sure. Especially, I get young girls from the West Coast, from different cities, who hit me up in my DMs and they send me their sports highlight videos and. And they tell me, like, this one girl, actually, her name is Zaria, and she, early on when we started Girls Talk Sports TV, her mom actually sent me a message, and she's like, oh my God, I love what you're doing. Zaria is a really huge fan of you girls. And I'm like, a fan? Like, we have fans? That's so weird. and so we got her access to the Redskins training camp, and she had the opportunity to meet Girls Talk Sports TV's Kelly Loftus. At the training camp, and she took over our Instagram, and she got autographs from players, and it was awesome. I'm like, this is why I do this. You know what I mean? It's not for me, and it's not to get fame or accolades or anything like that. It's just, you know, to make an impact on the next generation of girls who love sports and who want to be a part of this and have a seat at the table.
And you're on your way. You're on your way. I was going to mention, I think my favorite interview I've been able to do so far is I interviewed Tracy McGrady at the Basketball Hall of Fame the year he got inducted. And that was a great interview because I actually asked him about, I was the one to ask him about his remarks or his view on what J.R. Smith said about getting to the Hall of Fame. I mean, winning a championship.
Right.
And that went viral. And I didn't get credit for it, but that was me to asking the question. Well, some people know, but that was crazy that went viral. And, like, doing this, like you said, you were surprised about how quickly it took off a little bit. But as you're doing this, I'm sure you've seen signs that this is meant to happen. Like, doing this, I've seen signs, like, things that happen that you know you're on the right path. So keep going, believe me. Just keep on going. Just keep going.
The struggle is so real some days. Some days I'm like, oh, man, I don't feel like watching sports. I don't. But you know what? You know, this is what I signed up for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to me, ball is life.
Exactly.
And, you know, we have so much support from not only young girls and boys and people around, but also other sports media blogs and some of the hosts. Kari Champion, LaChyna Robinson. Those women actually follow us on Instagram. So, you know, seeing those people who set the path for us, young women who want to be where they are one day, you know what I mean? So that means the world to me as someone who's just starting out in the sports industry, because I have the fashion and entertainment game down a lot, but sports is a whole different beast, you know what I mean? And, you know, I have experience as a player, I have experience as a coach, and now to be able to start this media platform, it's overwhelming, but in a good way.
definitely. So, what's your growth? Well, I'm sorry. What's your opinion on the WNBA, like the growth of it? Because the on-court play this year was phenomenal. It's only going to get better with the incoming draft class and everything. We had the Seattle Storm winning the championship this year. This year was a very exciting year. Yes. Yes.
My opinion on the WNBA is a great game. I think that more people should watch. More people shouldn't judge it before they, you know, interact with the game. This season was my first time ever covering WNBA games. We covered the New York Liberty, and I got to see it different from when I was just as a spectator versus as a reporter. So our job here at Girls Talk Sports TV is to do our best, the best that we can, to give this game more exposure and media attention, to get more people to want to watch the game. I think that with the opt-out of the CBA agreement, that hopefully next year the Players Association and the players can come together to have a better agreement to get the game to the next level. I love the WNBA. I love watching women's basketball. And, so that's my opinion. I think it's an amazing game.
Yes, it is.
It gets credited a lot, especially in blogs, and you have people in the metro. Like, we've gotten bashed so many times on Girls Talk Sports TV's Instagram page because people feel like were just complaining. Women, to fit my favorite comments, women belong in the kitchen. You bees don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They don't deserve.
Yeah.
You know, we get it all. There was this one time that I was so sick of getting the comments every time we posted something about about women in basketball
right.
in the WNBA that I actually posted one of the girls' comments. On our page, and he got ripped apart by not only by other WNBA players, but like, you know, our audience, because it's just so silly to me that people would think that women's basketball isn't great. These women are at the top 1% of their sport. They get to play at a professional level. No, they don't get compensated fairly for as much work that they put in. But, you know, don't discredit the hard work that they've reached to get to where they are. I think Skylar Diggins is leading the charge amongst other players and bringing awareness to certain disparities and issues within the WNBA. One of my favorite advertisements this year, outside of the Adidas Break Barriers campaign, was the Well Simple campaign with Skylar Diggins. That ad kind of changed the game and also informed a lot of people of what it is to play in the WNBA, you know? So, yeah. I just think people need to be more informed about the game and need to actually watch and engage in it before they make statements.
Yeah, because there's a lot of keyboard warriors that just want to comment on anything they see that they don't like, and without even like looking at the product to see how good it is. Also, the WNBA is in transition. Lisa Borders stepped down not too recently ago. I have an idea.
You might a lot of WNBA executives have been stepping down. It's kind of scary when you think about it, but when you want to look at it in an optimistic sense, maybe it's for the better. And I do think that we are in a period of transition with this league.
Right.
So, you know, we'll see what happens with that.
I want to put something in the back of your mind. Just keep it there until it comes into fruition. You have excellent marketing and business skills, I can tell. I could see you as a president of the WNBA one day. I could see you handling that position. Think about it. When we get off air, you're laughing now, but you're going to really think about it later. You're going to think about it later.
The sky's the limit, but if I had to choose a president for the WNBA, I would choose Ari Chambers.
You would choose Ari? She's from Ralph Spoken for it.
Ari Chambers. Ari Chambers for WNBA president.
Ari, okay.
But thank you.
I think you make a good president, though. You're right. Ari will fit that mold. I can see Ari. She's so passionate.
She would take no ish, and she would, you know, get things done.
So, what's your favorite team? Either sport. You cover everything. So, what's your every league?
My favorite team. It's hard to choose a favorite team these days with all of the super teams and everything like that.
True. It's
but
very true.
My favorite team. One of my favorite teams to watch play. Right now is I like watching Golden State, but I also like the Sacramento Kings. I like watching them this season. I think they are underrated.
Oh, yeah.
I think with the addition of Nemanja Bjelica, Troy Williams, and those people on the team, that they are, you know, igniting a fire in Sacramento and are playing really, really, really well. So I can't wait to see what they do towards the end of the season. I don't know if they will necessarily make it in the playoffs, but you know, it's just exciting to watch them. They are improving. So, you know, I have favorite teams that I like to watch, but I don't really like to say. I mean, I'm from New York,
right.
But my team sucks. I have the Knicks and the Brooklyn.
Okay. The Nets been rocking lately,
you
though.
Know.
The Nets been rocking lately.
I like watching the Sacramento Kings so far this season, and I like, of course, who wouldn't like watch the Golden State Warriors do their thing? Kevin Durant, Draymond, Curry, Clay, the addition of DeMarcus Cousins. You know, he's not playing now, but will be soon. So that's exciting. Kind of disappointing how their season is starting off to a slow start, but hopefully it can pick things up.
I have a question for you before you exit off. What did you think about Kevin Durant's decision to go to Golden State? Because they're about to go for a three-peat, and arguably a lot of people think they are, because, like you just said, they got DeMarcus Cousins. He should be back within, like, a month now, I believe, around All-Star break. Yeah, it'd be January next week. So what do you think about his move personally? You think he just went to a better employer to get easier job to do, or he took the weak way out by joining a team that was 73-9?
Listen, the business of business is business. So I think that what Kevin Durant did was best for him. He wanted to win a championship, and he's won two.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, yes, the NBA is here for entertainment, for entertainment, but it's also, you know, his job. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, what would you have done in that situation? Yes, he gets a lot of flack for joining a team that, you know, has had the perfect record and beat him. But you know what I mean? The business is business is business. So I think that his move was best for him. And it kind of paid off in the long run. Three-peating. Right now, if you look at the Warriors' record and how they're playing, it's kind of up for grabs in the West. When you think about it, you have all of, like, the dominance in the West is shifting. But I do think that the Golden State Warriors will get it together come playoff time.
Yeah, because right now the Denver Nuggets—they
always do.
Well, Draymond Green got to get his jump shot together because he's like a Achilles heel right now.
He does.
Definitely. Yeah, because right now the Denver Nuggets aren't first in the West. And that's actually my favorite team, but I don't trust them right now because after 2013, when they got beat by them. Because after 2013, he had like the third best record in the NBA. And they got beat by the Golden State Warriors. I like to say that was Golden State Warriors coming out party. Because after that year, Iguodala walked over to them. Nobody talks about that because he's not a high caliber player like Kevin Durant was. But he went and joined the Warriors. I mean, and after that, we ain't made the playoffs since. So when the playoffs start, then I'll see where they are. But not yet. I'm not too hyped right now. I'm not too hyped about that right now.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on LeBron James to the Lakers? See, I turned the interview on you now.
LeBron James to the Lakers, like I said, it opened up the East a lot because now it's like a wide open door.
It made it even playing field for sure, I think, in the East. You have Giannis, who's killing it right now.
Yes.
In the East, just completely dominating in the East. So I think that's great. The Raptors are doing amazing. The East is just up for grabs.
Yes.
The Nets are number 9. That's, like, so weird. Like, the Nets in the rank in the East
ring. I don't know, right?
I'm not talking about my Brooklyn Nets, but...
I like the Nets. Always been a fan of Spencer Dinwiddie. He's a good player. He's been on my fantasy league team the last 2 years. He be balling out. He likes it there also. He likes it there.
One of the standout and most improved players, or should I say underrated players, Kemba Walker. New York native. He's definitely killing it right now for the Hornets.
Very true.
I feel like he may not make NBA All-Star starting, but he definitely could be on the reserves.
I believe he'll at least be on the reserves because the All-Star game is in Charlotte this year. So I don't think they're going to leave him off. They're going to put him in there somewhere. Somewhere.
You think they're going to leave him off?
I don't think they are. I don't think they will. I think he'll be there. He'll be a reserve. I'm not sure if he'll be a starter, but I think he'll at least be a reserve. But we'll see how the voting goes.
Yeah, I think I for sure think that he will be a reserve. But my backcourt, I've already voted, or I'm not going to share it. But I think that as far as captains go, I think that Giannis and, of course, LeBron James, that would be a great thing to see those two picking teams.
Yeah.
NBA All-Star. I mean, it would be interesting also to see them play together, but... You know, I think that would be very, because they're televising the NBA All-Star Draft.
Yeah.
So those two together, or maybe Curry and Giannis, and see how it goes. But I think for sure Giannis is like undisputedly a captain for the NBA All-Star games.
Definitely. And touching back on LeBron a little bit, his move to the Lakers was a business move more other than a basketball move because he signed a four-year contract, and his business ventures have already taken off. I mean, he had to, he's doing documentaries now.
Yeah, he was also just named 18th Male Athlete of the Year for the third time.
Yeah.
LeBron is just, he exemplifies what it means to be, as he says, more than an athlete.
Exactly.
On and off the court. Me, I'm a media junkie, so you know I love that he's using his platform for activism. He's using it and to create films that matter, that will impact. He's making docuseries, documentaries.
Right.
He's impacting the whole movie culture. I heard he's remaking Friday the 13th, Space Jam 2. Everyone's excited to see.
Right.
He's remaking House Party. And what he's building with Uninterrupted and Spring Hill Entertainment, him and Maverick Carter, what they're doing is trailblazing. Like, he is already the most dominant player in the NBA and arguably, you know, history. You know, people always say Michael Jordan or LeBron James. But also with his I Promise School, LeBron is really putting his money where his mouth is and really making a difference with his platform.
Yeah, his I Promise School was crucial. That was a good move on his part. That's going to help a lot of future.
And also, like, his two sons, Bronny and Bryce, they're doing amazing, and they're basketball.
Right.
They got next up. So it's just, he's an amazing father, he's an amazing player, and amazing businessman, and I think that him getting the Male Athlete of the Year is so well-deserved.
Right. Yes, and I think it's very... very good to say that they're going to make the playoffs for the first time in 5 years, because he's not going to miss the playoffs over there. And they're already in, like, fourth right now, so they're not going anywhere.
Lakers definitely have a chance. I mean, the last two games without LeBron was a little rough. They lost to Sacramento.
They lost to the Clippers last night.
Friday, they lost to the Clippers badly. Lou Williams handed them 36 points.
Lou hands LeBron, everybody points.
LeBron just came strolling through the glass of wine. So, I mean, but, you know, you look at that, but you have three players who scored double digits, Kuzma, Lonzo, and Ingram. So, like, yes, they did lose to the Clippers. Yes, they did lose to Sacramento. But, you know, the young core are showing flashes of greatness and potential, you know, without LeBron.
Yeah.
And so I think that this experience without LeBron is really helping to shape them and mold them. It's helping them find their identity and their rhythm. And so when LeBron comes back, it'll only be better.
Yeah, it's also on putting a spotlight on who won't get traded if they try and get Anthony Davis. So it's a little
bit.
That'd be crazy.
LeVar Ball was on your show last week. Shout out to LeVar. I actually met him at the Lakers game.
Yeah, you did meet him.
trading block. When you talk about trading block, maybe Lonzo Ingram. For Anthony Davis. If you get Anthony Davis, it's going to be real scary.
Anthony Davis is like a generational player. He don't come alone that often. If you're able to get him, somebody got to go. Like, real.
Oh, yeah, of course. And I think we'll see what happens.
Exactly.
The free agency next summer, and even leading up to the deadline, February coming up, I think it's going to be really interesting. It's going to make or break a lot of teams. And we shall see what's happening. I'm super sad this season. It's a way, way black season.
Yeah, that is Last Dance, yes.
One of my favorite players. So I will definitely be at his very last game watching him play.
Era ending. Sheesh, man. NBA not gonna be the same. NBA is not gonna be the same.
I feel like just yesterday was 2003, and he just got drafted, and now it's all over. But you know what he's done to the game? Definitely, he's going down as one of the greatest shooting guards of all time, undisputedly. What he did for the Miami Heat franchise, you know, bringing them their first title, everything about what Dwayne Wade has done in his career, 2006, you go to 2008, the Big Three era. I can go on and on about him. But, you know, what he's done to this game has been undeniably the best. And I think what stands out the most about Dwayne Wade is he's a leader. He's a mentorship to the younger players coming up, which is great. So I'm sad to see him go, but he's had a great 16 seasons in the NBA.
Yeah, and he's definitely our first ballot Hall of Famer. Definitely first year eligibility.
He's
in. He's in. He's in.
Of course. Anyone who doesn't agree with that, fight me. No, I'm just playing. But I think Dwayne Wade, he's definitely a Hall of Famer for sure.
Definitely, definitely. Christina, thank you so much for joining me today. We've got to do this again when you're available.
You can check me out at Christina Williams on Instagram. That's with a KHRISTINAWILLIMS. And you can follow Girls Talk Sports TV on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Go to our website at Girls Talk Sports TV at www.girlstalksportstv.com.
Thank you for joining me, Christina.
Thank you for having me, John. It's been such a pleasure. This was a lot of fun.
Yes, we'll definitely do it again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All right. See ya.
See ya. Yes, episode 115 of NBA Panel. I want to thank once again Christina Williams, founder of Girl Talk Sports TV, for coming through. Talk about women in power. She's made a movement and is only growing. It's getting bigger. As I mentioned during the episode, I can see her going international with this. She's very focused. Thank you for joining me. Catch you next week.